Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:03 at News Radio 1080 KRLD, 68 degrees this morning, headed for a high of 88 as we crank up the State Fair of Texas. We have been waiting for 11 months and a week, but this is it.
Not that anyone's counting down or anything. And if you head out to Fair Park right now, you can meet KRLD's Russell Scott, who's hanging out and waiting for the gates to open at 10 o'clock this morning. Russell, anyone lining up there with you?
Well, there are people who are working, getting everything ready to go for you. So I would suggest you, Heather, grab your boots and loosen your belt. The fair opens at 10 o'clock this morning, and they've got fried everything again this year. If you want something fried, it's all over the place. I'm sitting here in front of the Cotton Bowl looking at Fletcher's Corny Dogs, Jack's French Fries, Nevin's buttered corn, and I could go on and on and on. But I did get a chance to walk around. Big Tech says he's ready, and if you come through those main gates to Fair Park, you likely will see Vicky. She tells me she is ready for the gates to open this year.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
What are you expecting?
A big crowd, a very big crowd, especially on Thursday. Day, we always have a big crowd.
How long have you worked here?
This is my 24th year.
24 years? What's been the most exciting thing you've seen here?
Been seeing a lot of twins and triplets.
Twins and triplets, and she says she loves to see their face when they get here to the great State Fair of Texas because they always light up. Just walk down the midway. It's clean. It's full of stuffed animals. And, Heather, it is ready for your money when you get out here to the great State Fair of Texas. Gates open 10 o'clock this morning. I might have mentioned free with two jars of peanut butter. Actually, it's $10 admission with two jars of peanut butter.
Almost
so still
free.
A deal.
Yeah.
Still a deal, right? So live at the Great State Fair, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I can just smell that story right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can expect a heavy police presence over the next few days.
As you enjoy the fair, you will see strong presence from the Dallas Police Department, Dallas Area Rapid Transportation DART officers, along with officers from other agencies and State Fair safety personnel.
Dallas Deputy Chief Sam Ismail runs the Dallas Police side of Fair Security, which has launched a new See Something, Say Something program. Anybody can scan a QR code that connects them directly to the command center on site. Also, police encourage you to take photos of young kids or elderly loved ones just in case you get separated.
This is the KRLD Morning News, live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Joe Kelly has the morning off. I'm Heather Behrens.
And I'm John Little. The Cowboys have to be able to stop the run and get pressure on the quarterback. They've been bad at both so far this season. Owner Jerry Jones says it's a matter of just getting it done.
I really like our personnel that we have in the run game. that we have inside right now. And again, we have some help on the way with our linebackers. So every team has some help on the way, but I'm sure. But we certainly do. I look for us to play better because of the personnel.
It's the return of Micah Parsons, of course, who was traded by Jerry to the visiting Packers in Dallas Sunday night at AT&T Stadium.
Micah's making more up there, but there's a big state income tax in Wisconsin. So what's his net raise and take-home pay?
Well, he's still a wealthy man either way. What's Micah's tax bite going to be, though? One thing to take into account is his large signing bonus.
The signing bonus can be one of those items that can be used to help reduce the taxes. So I think that if he is not a resident of Wisconsin when he is paid that signing bonus, I don't think that's taxable by Wisconsin.
UT Dallas econ professor Kurt Barron figures it'll depend on Parsons' official residence when the signing bonus is paid. Despite the higher gross salary in Wisconsin, the impact of state taxes means the overall take-home pay comparison will require very careful analysis by Micah's accountants. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And just a reminder, the Cowboys game play-by-play will be on 105.3 The Fan, while you can hear the final Rangers game of the year on 1080 KRLD. That was yesterday, right? The Rangers will visit
the final home game of the year.
The home, okay.
So yeah, the final game of the year is on Sunday.
Okay. Well, the Rangers will visit Cleveland Guardians with pregame show starting at 1:30, with first pitch at 2:10 Texas time.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, President Trump places import taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, kitchen cabinets, furniture, and heavy trucks. He says foreign manufacturers are flooding the United States with their products and that tariffs must be applied for national security and other reasons. The import taxes start October 1st. Number two, European countries with borders close to Russia and Ukraine are holding talks on building a drone wall. They want to plug gaps in their defenses following several airspace violations by Russia. And our top story this morning, the gates swing open at 10 o'clock this morning for the opening day of the State Fair of Texas. There are some new rules. Clear bags are required. Anyone under the age of 17 must be accompanied by an adult 21 years or older after 5 o'clock, and no guns allowed.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 K.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 68 degrees at KRLD. Your news continues for Trajan Wealth. I'm John Little on DFW's only all-news morning show at 722.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
Continuing team coverage of the Dallas ICE shooting.
Unfortunately, this week's attack on the ICE facility in Dallas has become an all-too-familiar story for those working for the agency. Marcos Charles with ICE Dallas says attacks have skyrocketed by 1,000% in the last several months, and violent rhetoric he says is to blame.
The rhetoric that's out there on social media, the rhetoric that is being said by some community leaders in other states, needs to stop. There's been an increase in violence against ICE agents, not only in Texas and Dallas, but across the country in violent protests.
He says the agents acted heroically by trying to save the detainees while shots were being fired. Charles says they are working on adding security features to the facility to make it safer.
The state executes a man convicted of killing a baby.
Blaine Milam and his girlfriend Jessica Carson took part in what they called an exorcism to rid her 13-month-old daughter, Amora, of a demon. It happened in Russ County in 2008. They were both 18 at the time. He blamed her. She got life without the possibility of parole. Courts rejected claims that Milam was intellectually disabled. His legal team also unsuccessfully argued that his conviction was based in part on, quote, now discredited bite mark evidence. The execution was the fifth of the year in Texas. From the 24-hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 7:24 at KRLD. News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's business analyst David Johnson.
Oh, Heather, joyous Friday. Joyous Friday it is. You know, and I think maybe we can turn things around. This has been a sort of take profit week and get off on the sideline in advance of a government shutdown week and looking at the geopolitics around the world, running for some shelter week. But right now, everything's turned higher. It's all just in the last few minutes, too. The Dow looks up 140, the NASDAQ up 112, the S&P average up 10. I tell you the catalyst we're seeing here just in the last couple of minutes. Wall Street Journal is out with a report that moved just moments ago that says the FAA is set to ease the restrictions on Boeing 737 MAX production. This is a big moneymaker. And of course, this goes back to those two fatal crashes of 737s. The governments had to do the inspections. They didn't let him crank out as many as they had the capability of doing. And boy, I tell you, when you deliver those airplanes, it's a big dollar ticket, not only for Boeing, but also for the gross domestic product of this country. So now the report is they're going to be able to go from 38 to 42 deliveries. And maybe more importantly, Boeing is also slated to regain the authority from the FAA to perform the final safety checks on these airplanes. That stock is zooming on this news. And also, they were headed higher already because Turkish Airlines is evidently slated to buy 75 Boeing airplanes right away. And these would be the 787-9s and the 787-10s. These are really expensive airplanes. Boeing stock is up now $8 a share. So that would add over 50 points to a Dow that's ready to open higher by 140. We've got major economic news due out very shortly. The eagerly anticipated or feared inflation numbers, the PCE, inflation gauge that the Fed watches so closely, that will probably dictate the direction of the market. And also may dictate whether we get another cut in interest rates anytime soon. Gold's up $9.70 right now. Interest rates have eased in advance of those numbers, 4.16%. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 140. The S&P average would be up 10. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:26, Dallas police release more information about a man who died in their custody.
Police say 47-year-old Frank Ruiz had been acting erratically on the evening of September 21st, yelling outside a home on Hampton Road, then trying to break in. The person inside called police and told them they'd opened fire on him after he broke their glass door with a brick. Police say when they arrived, they did not find any evidence of a gunshot wound, but they did take Ruiz to the hospital. He told them he'd been taking prescription medication, drinking alcohol, and using meth. He was released from the hospital a few hours later, but as officers were booking him into jail, he had trouble standing up and became unresponsive. The nurses on staff began treating him while police called an ambulance to take him back to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after he arrived. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The U.S. Air Force is overhauling its fitness standards after a recent study showed 2/3 of Guard and Reserve troops are overweight. Marcus Espinosa takes a closer look.
This kicks in next year. It's going to be given twice a year. They're also adding a 2-mile run to that as well. And it's basically broken down into four parts there. When you kind of take a look at the overall thing here, the updated exam includes cardiorespiratory, waist to height ratio, muscle strength, and core endurance. So alongside the changes, the Air Force is releasing the Warfighters Fitness Playbook. It lays out training, sleep, and nutrition tips to help troops meet readiness standards safely and effectively.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says in order for troops to be capable under fire, they need to be, quote, fit, not fat.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.